Nachas Parakas Mishnah Dalit Shlosha Zeisim Dalit Tree the harvest did it three times. Ubehen Shlosha Shlosha Shmanim. Each crop of olives is pressed three times, producing olive oil of varying quality. Hazai Kavisha, the first time the olive tree is harvested. Begargaro Barosh Hazai. The olive from the top of the tree is picked first. The olives ripen first. The Kodesh Vinoisein Latohasa. The olives are then cut and put inside a basket. The oil will then drip from the olives now that they're cut. And the basket would act as a filter. The oil would drip through the basket and be caught in a kli that is put underneath the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sfilas Asar. Rabbi Yehuda said the olives were not put on the bottom of the basket. And if they're put on the bottom of the basket, the sediment gets mixed with the oil. Sometimes the sediment also is filtered down into the kli underneath. Instead, the olives are put around the side of the basket, and that way the olive oil goes to the bottom of the basket without the sediment and gets filtered into the kli underneath. Zev Rishon. This is the first of the oil that is produced from the olives and the best. Time the korah. Afterwards, the olives are taken out of the basket and pressed with the bean. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avanim. Rabbi Yehuda says we don't press all the olives together under a bean. Instead, the olives are pressed separately with stones. Zeshen. The oil that is produced by the pressing is the second of the olive oil that is produced by these olives, and it's lower quality than the first. Chadar b'tachan b'ta'an. Zeshlishi. Afterwards, the olives are taken from underneath the press and ground, and then pressed again. This is the third of olive oil that is produced, and it's even of a lower quality than the second. Harishon l'minora b'ashar l'minoros. The first olive oil that is produced without pressing is used for the menorah. And we need the highest quality oil for the menorah, and the Torah says we need shemen zayis zach. And the other two, the lower quality oil, could be used for menachos. As for menachos, we do not need shemen zayis zach. Hazayis hasheni megargaro barosh agag. B'kodesh b'nozein b'toch hazach. The second time we harvest the olive tree, we pick the olives that are higher than the roof of the house. As they used to plant the olive trees next to their houses. And the olives that are in the middle of the tree are even with the height of the roof of the houses. And they would be able to pick those olives by standing on the roof. Those olives ripen second. They would be picked and cut and put inside the basket. And the basket would act as a filter. The oil would go through the basket into the kli underneath. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sfilas Asar. Rabbi Yehuda said the olives were not put at the bottom of the basket. Instead, they're put around the sides of the basket and would get filtered through the basket. Zerisha. This is the first of the olive oil that is produced by these olives. Ton Bekorah. The olives would then be taken to be pressed with a bean. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avanim Rishon said they would be pressed separately with stones. Zesheni. This is the second of the olive oil that is produced by these olives. Chada B'tacham B'tan. Then the olive would be taken from underneath the press, ground and pressed again. Especially, this is the third and lowest quality olive oil produced by these olives. Harisho Liminora. Bashar Liminachas. The olive oil that is produced first without pressing could be used for the menorah. And the lower quality oil could be used for menachas. Hazayin Hashlishi, the third time the olive tree is harvested. Otno B'tocha Bayis Achiyot. These olives are the lowest quality olives. They are not ready to be pressed right away. Instead, they're brought into the house and put into a kli called a matan. They would stay in that kli until they start becoming spoiled. Umaleo umanagbo barosh agag. They would then be taken to be spread out to the top of the roof. They would be dried there as the olives start to become damp after they get spoiled. The kotesh venosein lutohasa. They would then be cut and put into a basket where the oil would be filtered through the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sfilas Asar. Rabbi Yehuda said they were not put into the bottom of the basket. Instead, the olives were put around the sides of the basket. Zerishon. This oil that is produced without pressing is the first and highest quality oil. Tan Bekora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bav on it. Zeshen. The olives would then be pressed by a bean. Rabbi Yehuda said they were pressed by stone. And this oil, which is produced by the pressing, is the second and lower quality oil that is produced by these olives. Chazar B'tachan B'tan. Zeshlishi. The olives would then be ground and pressed again. And the oil that is produced by the second pressing is the third and lowest quality oil produced by these olives. Harishon Liminora. Bashar Liminachas. The oil that is produced first without the pressing could be used for the menorah. And the rest, the lower quality oil, cannot be used for the menorah. Instead, they could be used for the menachas. Second menachas, Berachas Mishnah Hay, Harishon Shebarishon, Ein Lamala Mimenu. We saw in the previous Mishnah then the olive tree is harvested three times. And the olives that ripen first produce the highest quality oil. And so too, each crop of olives produces oil three times. The first time it produces oil, that's the highest quality oil for those olives. Each successive time it produces oil, the oil is of a lower quality. Now the mission tells us, the first batch of oil that is produced by the first crop of olives, there's no oil that's better than that. That's the highest quality oil. Hasheni shebarishon, barishon shebesheni shav. The second batch of oil that is produced by the first crop of olives, and the first batch of oil that is produced by the second crop of olives, they are of a similar quality. So therefore, if you want to bring a mincha, and anytime you bring a mincha or a korban, you want to bring from the best, and you have these two types of olive oil, the Mishnah tells us you can use either one. They are of a similar quality. Now, that's only as far as the mincha is concerned. But if you want to use this oil for the menorah, you can only use oil that is produced first from these olives. Only oil that is produced without pressing could be used for the menorah. So therefore, if you have these two types of olive oil, and you want to use it for the menorah, you have to use the Rishon Shebesheni, the first batch of oil that is produced from the second crop of olives. This oil was produced without pressing. Only that oil could be used for the menorah, even though the Sheni Sheba Rishon, the second batch of oil that is produced from the first crop, is of a similar quality to the Rishon Sheba Sheni, but for the menorah, you can only use the Rishon Sheba Sheni, the oil that is produced without pressing. Hashlishi Sheba Rishon, Vahasheni Sheba Sheni, Vaharishon Sheba Shlishi Shabbat. The third batch of oil that is produced by the first crop of olives, and the second batch of oil that is produced by the second crop of olives, and the first batch of oil that is produced by the third crop of olives are of a similar quality. So therefore, if you want to bring a mincha and you have these three types of olive oil, you can bring either one that you want. Hashlishi shebesheni, v'hasheni shebeshlishi shav. The third batch of oil that is produced by the second crop of olives and the second batch of oil that is produced by the third crop of olives are of a similar quality. Hashlishi shebeshlishi ein lamata mimenu. The third batch of oil that is produced by the third crop of olives, there's no oil of lesser quality than that. That is the lowest quality of oil. So therefore, you want to avoid using this oil for a mincha, but if this is the only oil that you have, you could use it for a mincha. The truth is that menachos also, we should have a kav homer to say that only shemen zayit zah should be used for them. Shemen zayit zah is the oil that is produced from olives without pressing. This is the highest quality oil. If the oil that is used for the menorah, which is not eaten by the kohanim or by the mizbeach, yet it still requires shemen zayis zach, as the Torah tells us, hamenachos she'ein la'achila, eino din she'itanu shemen zayis zach, menachos which are eaten, partly by the kohanim, partly by the mizbeach, most certainly shemen zayis zach should be required to be used for the menachos. Tamid loyma zach kasis l'maor. Below zach kasis limenachos. We learn out from the pasuk that says that you need zach kasis for maor, for the menorah. From there we can infer that only for the menorah do you need zach kasis shemen zayis zach, but for menachos you do not need zach kasis, you don't need shemen zayis zach. Even the lower quality oil could be used for menachos, not like the kavachomer that we would have made.